What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Remember last month when you and I sat down together to listen to the episode, The Ranch, and I told you we were taking a break for only 1 month, but that while we were taking that break, we were going to produce a new crew episode and a bonus episode, because tee-hee, we're bad at taking breaks. Well, it turns out you shouldn't tee-hee your break away if you think you need a break. It turns out you should very much continue taking your break as you need it after a strenuous period of whatever strenuates you. So to that end, the break that I told you was going to be ending this month is not ending this month at all. That's the bad news. The good news is you get to hear the first episode of The New Crew. That's normally just behind the Patreon paywall. It's a little bit of an ad for the Patreon, but also it's a little treat because we're still gone. So please enjoy this episode, the first episode of The New Crew. And if you want to hear more, join our Patreon, as we will, I assure you, continue to produce them over there. Just not this month. I am hoping to return to producing those episodes very, very soon. But first, we got to pay the bills. Mexican podcasts aren't free. Speaking of which, we have updated our Hotel en Español Patreon tier. It is a much more affordable $8, down from $15. You also will get access to the episodes a full week early, as well as immediate access to downloading your digital Parasitic Saint postcard episode art piece. They're really, really stunning. They're right there. As soon as the episode drops, boom, transcript, postcard. So visit us over there if you'd like to support Hotel en Español and hopefully hear seasons 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of that. For all of our very patient patrons, please sit tight. When we come back, you will be getting the first new episodes before anyone else. And for anyone else, join our Patreon to hear the new crew episodes, the new bonus episodes, and, you get ad-free access to all of our old episodes. And that's really important, especially with the bonus episodes, because those are not designed with a break in mind, and neither are the New Crew episodes, as you will hear when I awkwardly interrupt you with promises of advertisements in the middle of the episode. Let's see. Yeah, I guess that's it. Rissa does really amazing in this episode. She really, really kills it. I've slipped in another Jesus Christ Superstar reference. Our first one was in AJ Taylor and Wayne, maybe? It was a Graham one. I knew we'd like it. And last but not least, as of today, all of our zines have shipped. Domestic, international, artists, regos. They're all out. Every last one. Unless the cast or Pacific is listening, yours aren't out yet. But everyone else's are out. I am hoping to do a second printing of physical zines if we get the cash for it later this year. No promises, but we have plenty of copies of our digital zine, The Guest Book, Volume 1, checking in for $10 dues on our Etsy store. 53 beautiful full-color pages. Check those out if you're a hotel fan. And I know you are, because you're still listening. You haven't skipped ahead. What a treat. Everyone who does get a zine shipped to them, tag us on Twitter or whatever. I want to see them in their new homes. Okay, that's it. I'll talk to you in a few weeks. We'll be back in June with another bonus episode on the main feed, hopefully Patreon episodes as well on Patreon. We're working on it. But for everyone else, you're going to be getting the bakery. No, it's an owner episode. The Private Eye, maybe? Anyway, enjoy the New Crew. Oh, and no, I don't.
Something pulses in the dark. Something beats and thumps and pounds against bloody walls. It leaves dark bruises in the flesh, and some foggy liquid leaks out from the tiny tears it leaves in the membrane. The sores split into bloody holes, puckering and slipping. The dark is filled with screaming. Hot blood and bile fill the space. Something is scrabbling at the walls. Swarms of something swim in the waist-high sickness. Bugs, greasy rats, mold and treachery, I can't get them off. Something crawls into my mouth, and the distant screams are choked down to a dulled, muffled insistence. I try to swallow, but it's too hot. I can't see. My gloves are wet. Something got under my hat and it's trying to chew its way through my skull. Above me, a deep grinding sound shakes the slime off the walls and vibrates the bones in my nose. It's mad. I'm inside. I'm in here. I can't breathe. It's too hot. I'm trapped. I'm trapped in my head and it's too hot. I'm trapped. I'm trapped. Who is that? Where is that? Has the hotel forgotten us? I'm thirsty. I'm so thirsty. I'm thirsty!
Is this my room? The translucent membrane covering the fleshy walls glisten and twitch. Sweat and blood run down from the trimming and sconces. The hotel breathes deeply through air vents nearly closed over with rust and scabs. My breathing slows to match hers. It's just the lobby. My gray uniform is free of stain or tear. My gloves are white and dry. And I'm the only thing under my hat. Everything is in its place. Ah, the concierge. Waiting with infinite patience behind the front desk, as if he's always been there, as if he always will be. The light pools sharply on his glasses, hiding his eyes and mood from me. But his hands rest in tight fists in front of him, trembling with whatever his mood really is. I've never known him to be one to flinch or rattle, however long I've known him. If we've ever met before tonight, whatever tonight is. I approach him slowly, the memory of something grinding through bone from above still fresh enough to tighten my own hands into fists. I stuff them into my pockets to keep myself from checking under my hat for what I know is not there, was never there, maybe.
Serge?
He stills, imperceptibly. And I stop too. And even though I can't see his eyes, I know he's looking at me right now. It's Hop. I'm here. Something hot snorts through a vent above us and lets out a long, slow breath. His fists relax a little. His fingers unfurl and he lays them flat on either side of the guestbook. And finally he takes a breath. His shoulders rise with the slow intake from the crusty vent. I relax my fists in my pockets, just a little. And together, we breathe. Slowly. With steadying hands, he takes off his glasses and tucks them into his jacket pocket. His eyes are deep, and the moment between us sinks into them like a tired woman in her favorite chair at the end of the longest day of her life. The tiniest, barely perceptible point of light grows there. Right in the corner of his iris. Right at the center of his pupils. He grins, just barely. And I know he can see the light in my eyes, too. I smile with my whole face, my whole being, as the light twinkles brighter between us. And she's here, too. Somewhere, maybe above us, maybe behind us. I hope she is smiling too.
Hey, this is Travis with a brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
I turn my head, pointing it at nothing and keeping it there. I like to imagine her floating over to me, looking me in the eyes, maybe even seeing her own light there in mine. Hi, Odd. We're here with you too. Maybe she touches the sides of my face lightly with her fingertips. Maybe she's scared too, and just nods. But I know she's there. She always is. Helping us, cheering us on from between the cracks of here and nowhere, watching us check in the guests. And tonight's guest is special. Tonight's guest is a very important person. I know they all think that. I bet the hotel even likes to think they all are, too. But I don't. We don't. These guests are like any other. They come, we take them, they die. We don't. But we did. We were there, and now we're here. Here is there, though, and always was, always is, and is again now, still. It was this then, when they were checking in guests. the staff. They danced with blood and painted in starlight. Felt the cold wind of the isolation of the void, and when the guests came, they tore them down with ice water and monsters. Razor wire and bloody slices. Horrors and filth and nightmares and nothing and unlike them. We are special. We were sculpted by intent and malice because they were not enough. They couldn't kill us. They can't even get dying right. That's why tonight's guest is special. She is our first kill after our first death. I take my hands out of my pockets and flex them, adjusting my gloves a little. Dying isn't so hard, almost as easy as killing. Upstairs is a room that the boogeyman tries not to think about when he goes to sleep at night. Our guest will die very easily there. Easy doesn't mean quickly, though. Some things in the hotel don't die as easily as the guests do. There are three somethings somewhere in the hotel I would very much like to try killing. No matter how long it takes, or how hard it is, or how many times we have to do it. The concierge nods his head at me. I nod right along with him. We smile. Our hands steady as the grave now. Behind me, an uptight-looking woman named Ashley cuts through the lobby. I turn around, smiling warmly at her, just as the concierge opens the guest book. Ah, Miss Brushes, we've been expecting you.
The Hotel The New Crew was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Rissa Montanez as the bellhop, Damon Allums as the concierge, and Bailey Wolf as the auditor. Music by Lauren Picorni and West Rodri. Produced by Pacific Obadiah.